After a swirl of public condemnation, the British Defense Secretary now says members of the military will be banned from selling their stories to the media. That decision comes on the same day that the British tabloid The Sun splashed this headline across its front page, "Faye, My Ordeal." Faye is Faye Turney, the only woman among the 15 British service personnel who were held captive by Iran, and she was allowed to sell her story to The Sun and the television network ITV in a deal said to be worth about $200,000. Here's a bit of what she told ITV about the confession letter she was forced to write.
When they wanted me to write what was written about the British and American troops, I felt like a traitor to my own country.
Will Woodward is following the story for the Guardian newspaper. And Will, what led up to this decision by the Defense Secretary, Des Brown?
Well, there's been really sort of 24 hours of very bad headlines, very bad media coverage for the Ministry of Defense and the Navy. The feeling is that this decision, which is pretty much unprecedented, has put the 15 in a very bad light, the 15 detainees, and also, I think, devalued the memories of a lot of the soldiers and service personnel who have died or been injured in Iraq and Afghanistan who haven't received any money for their stories.
What's a little odd here is that I thought the British Defense Ministry and the Royal Navy had a rule in place saying service members couldn't be paid. They agreed to suspend those rules in this case. Now they're going back, what it seems, to the original rule, saying, no, you can't do that.
Yes, that's right. I mean, in a sense, it's after the horse has bolted, in that two interviews have been done today, one with Faye Turney, another with Arthur Batchelor, the junior member of the crew, and they will have received some money, Faye Turney much more than Arthur Batchelor. Obviously, there's a lot more interest in her. Some of the other members of the crew haven't given any interviews at all. Others have, but have done so for free. I mean, the Ministry of Defense say that, as Des Brown has acknowledged tonight, that in the way the Navy was in a very, very difficult situation. They felt the stories were going to come out anyway, that if the service personnel didn't give interviews, then their relatives might, and you might have this way the tabloids report things here where they sort of say friends of Faye Turney and so-and-so has let it be known, and that might mean, you know, you might get cousins and uncles and brothers making money out of the story without letting the service personnel make money themselves. So they were faced with this problem. They jumped one way and now they've jumped back.
And surely that would have been the case with any number of other hostage crises before, no?
Yeah, I think that's right. It's not unnatural, I think, that people are very interested in Faye Turney. She was the one woman on the crew. She wrote these letters, you know, which the world has seen, confessing to all manner of crimes and calling for Britain to leave Iraq. I mean, things was obviously done under duress. We in the media sort of knew something was up when six of the 15 held a press conference on Friday, and she was conspicuous by her absence.
It seems that all of this controversy about the selling of the story has overshadowed to some extent the story of how these 15 service members were treated in captivity. What are you learning about that?
It's a paradox, really. I think the service personnel were very concerned about how they would be received when they got home. They obviously knew that they'd made these confessions both on television and Faye Turney in a letter. And I think they were feared that they were being, as Faye Turney said in that clip you played, that she felt she was being a traitor to her country. As it turned out, British public opinion, government opinion, has been very understanding of that, and less so now. But the stories today are not without interest. You've got Faye Turney in The Sun saying that she was really left by the Iranians, that they told her that the rest of the 15 had gone home. Arthur Batchelor, in his interview, at one point also thought he was about to be shot. So there's a few interesting insights, some of which we heard on Good Friday when the six gave their interview, and you get it in a sort of more human form in these interviews today.
Will Woodward, chief political correspondent for The Guardian newspaper in London. Will, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.